Hey there, welcome to my podcast. My name is Bear. This is about me and my mini world. Welcome on board. So today I'm going to be talking about one time I wanted to go into music, but it really didn't work out. I'm going to share the challenge I had and the decision I had to make. I hope you do enjoy it. Listen. So growing up, my dad used to be a great lover of music. Whenever I sing, he'll get upset that I and my elder sister, who could also sing, we're just disturbing the house and wasting our talents. So sometimes he'll pull us out and show us to the TV and be like, "Are these not your mates? Why don't you do music professionally?" And we just laugh over it. So in 2010, my dad pushed me to do music professionally. So he reached out to my cousin in Lagos, because we were in Benin. He reached out to him and told him he wanted me to do music professionally if he could help me. So yeah, with the help of my dad and my cousin, I moved to Lagos in 2010. So my first time in the studio was at Shagamo. It was T-Mode Studio. I did about 2 singles. The first was Star. Star was about me just bragging about what I don't own. And then I did Pray. Pray was about the economy, praying for the country to get better, and all of that. So my dad single-handedly sponsored me to do my promo copies. A copy costed about 1,000 naira. He gave me 100,000 naira to do 100 copies of my song. Wow. It was happening all of a sudden like a dream. I had 100 copies of my 2 songs, which I promoted a little bit. I shared to some radio stations, people, and you know, just did that to promote the song. So in 2011, I was back in Lagos. Yeah, I traveled to Benin at some point. I was back in Lagos to perform at Fellaboration. That was in October 2011. So thanks to T-Mode, who produced my song, and Indomix, who helped me mix and master my song. So I was at Fellaboration to perform. My dad was supposed to be there with me, but he wasn't feeling too good. So I performed my song. I felt hyper. I was excited. It was a great crowd. If you had ever been to Fela Shrine, you should know what that crowd looks like on Fellaboration. So it was a moment for me. Like, I enjoyed every bit of it. Yeah. But one thing I noticed is that I had the talent, I had the right motivation from my dad, but I can't really say my passion level was that high. I just wanted to do music because I felt I could sing, but I really didn't have that passion as at then. Maybe if it was now, it would have been a better case. Yeah. So after performing at Fellaboration, I was with my cousin one evening, my cousins rather, my we're all out sitting and chisting, and then my uncle came in crying, and I was wondering what could make a grown man cry. My dad was in Lagos too, yeah, but he wasn't with us. He was in another of my uncle's apartment. So a lot of things were going through my head, like, why was he crying? And then I heard the saddest news of my life. I heard that the night I was at Fellaboration performing, that my dad got into a heated argument with someone and he had a heart attack and died. Oh my god, that was like my whole world crashing down. And before then, I had earlier got a call from Benin that I had gotten admission into the University of Benin. So everything was happening all at once. My dad, my biggest fan, my music, my school, where do I start from? So such a sad memory. Oh well, I came back to Benin. We had the burial ceremony, and there comes my uncle. God bless you. So my uncle came around and told me that he was ready to sponsor I and my siblings to any level, but he had to make me choose between school and music. He said that he can only do one. And my uncle isn't really social. From the way he was talking, I could already tell that he really wasn't into my music. He was more of the education, like go to school, go to school. And then also, I don't really blame him. To blow for Nigeria, not be one day thing. So I had to sit and think about it. And yeah, I picked school. People said I made a wrong decision, but I really don't think so. I'm excited at the decision I made. Today I'm a graduate, so it is well. So I picked school and I went back to school. I just put my music on hold. You know, shuffling between Benin and Lagos isn't some kind of easy job. And then I was in school too. I had to concentrate, so that was it. I put my music on hold. I graduated in 2015, but I never really went back to music. So that was it about me going into music one time. I do hope that someday my passion will push me back to do what I love and probably make my dad proud, but I'm sure he's proud of me right now. So thank you for listening to my wonderful podcast. I hope I didn't bore you. All right, see you next time. Bye.